Ted Kennedy, one reason highways are increasingly dangerous is that too many large trucks on the road are operating in unsafe condition in violation of federal safety rules. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in a recent report by the respected Congressional General Accounting Office, confirms what every driver fears who ever looked into the rearview mirror on the highway and seen an 18-wheeler truck barreling down on him. According to the GAO report, too many of those big trucks are operating unsafely. Federal safety regulations set strict standards for drivers and vehicles, but too often they're widely ignored. Each year, over 300,000 serious highway accidents take place involving large trucks. The current system of roadside safety inspections is ineffective. Citations for violation are disregarded. Penalties are mild. There's little follow-up by the states or the feds. Congress needs to set tougher rules to make highways safer.
Ted, you've got to stop taking those cat naps at your Senate desk. Congress has already passed a tough law to crack down on truckers. Went on the books last December, requires all professional truckers to have federal driver's license. Since you were snoozing, I'll tell you the reason that Congress took this action. It was to keep an unsafe truck driver who lost a license from simply going to another state and getting a new one. Records on all pro truckers will be kept in a single federal database that is being developed to allow enforcement agencies and truck companies to weed out the dangerous drivers. Some states are moving more swiftly than others to comply with the federal regulations. In fact, your state is one of the 10 remaining states that, as of last spring, still has yet to approve the new standards. So before you go on telling us we need tough federal rules, how about giving us a hand to make certain your own constituents respect a federal law already passed? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the EPA's decision to kill a water project that's been 10 years in the making. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.